I mentioned the months, the most popular months for divorce. When you're going to get those papers, she finally says, hell with you, I'm out of here. Or the other way around.
I have my reasons for guessing it's this month.
This month?
June.
Why?
Well, because I happened to see recently that June is the month of most one night.
You have the damn story. No, don't be acting like you're guessing. No,
it's a different story.
You're hijacking my news.
No, it's a different story of which I'm basing my theorem on.
The circle, June is circled on that news story.
Just because June is in my
top. Most popular month for divorce on the high top.
It's a different thing that happens in June. I just circled the word June.
You can get an honest answer from me because I research nothing and look at it. So I know nothing.
Right, he's ignorant on everything that we do here. So what do you think, Heidi?
Yeah, well, I think one of the months, I believe, is probably
June.
I'm gonna go June.
You're gonna take Frosty's answer.
I didn't even give you my reason yet. It's not the same story. I promise you.
I'm gonna go with February because I think it's after the holidays. You can't break up at Christmas time. You're like, oh, and then it's New Year's, and that's all weird. So I think come February, you're like, listen, I gotta get out of this mess. And then before Valentine's Day, like, let's just end it. I don't want to get through Valentine's Day. So February is my answer.
Oh, that makes sense, too, plus the holiday bills and the stress of holidays broke you up.
So you say June and you say February. Uh-huh. You're both wrong.
Do you know why I said June? It's not your story.
I know it's not because you're wrong.
All of that. Okay,
well, anyway, in my little story, June is when most cheating happens. Most one-night stands and cheating seems to happen in the month of June. This website surveyed 17,000 people who were looking for one-night stands, and there's a big spike in June of people looking just to hook up. So I would have guessed that the one-night stands and cheating would lead to breakups and divorce.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
But no.
If I had to guess why people have one-night stands
in June,
let me see if I can find my story.
Hand you my story with June already circled.
Let me have it.
I've got an arrow down here to the reason.
Let me see. Oh, no. If I had to guess... Why people are having one night stands?
Take a wild guess out of the air.
What would your guess be, Frank?
I would guess. See, I'm holding up the story. I have it too.
Yes.
I would say it's less clothing.
The weather.
People have worked out for their summer bodies. And so, right then in June is when you're probably going to be at your best and you're going to lose it over the summer because you start going out and partying, and drinking beers on the beach.
Less inhibitions, you're right.
But
absolutely.
Your body looks its best for summer in June.
So this is me at my best.
Yep.
There you go.
You're working out. Your summer body's ready to go.
Downhill from there. But this is not the month of the most divorce papers.
No. They studied 15 years of divorce filings, and they found there are 2 months that have way more divorces than any other, and that is March and August. They think March is getting all the people who tried to stick it out through the holidays. You said...
Yeah, like you get through Christmas, because that's
February, so it's just another month. For March.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand.
90 days after the holiday.
I was thinking they didn't want it. Like, let's end this before Valentine's Day. Let's just get out February, get it done.
A lot of parts of the country not here because it's always sunny and perfect. But if you're in Milwaukee or Toledo or Chicago, you've had a dreary, long winter, and you're just worn out by March. I'm over it. I'm over you.
Yeah, February, you don't want to end it around Valentine's Day. So you wait till Valentine's Day is over, get your last gift, and then you're out at March.
Okay.
But why August?
August says it's getting the people who... let their families enjoy a nice summer.
Kids are off of school, and you're like, wait till the kids are going to go back, and then we can kind of.
Once everybody goes back to school, we're not quite to the holidays. It's time to.
That makes sense.
Move on with our lives with a new school year. So all you kids enjoy your summer because your parents are getting divorced in August.
Right.
Oh my God! Well,
you never know.
kidding, kids.
If they're arguing a lot and not talking that much at all. Yeah,
but keep in mind, it's not you, okay? It has nothing to do with
it. It's all you. You ruined their relationship, took the spontaneity out of their sex life, so it's all your fault, kids. Little blood-sucking bastards.
By the way, okay, this is really personal, I'm sorry, but don't tell your kids that it's their fault. My dad did that to us, and it screwed me up.
Frosty.
They're still together.
They are, but they shouldn't be. Anytime they would. I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
What do you say was your fault if they stayed together?
Well, I know a lot of couples argue and fight, but they had more than their share, I thought. Looking back, I think they probably should have divorced.
Yeah, right.
I had other friends, and I've seen families since that don't do nearly the screaming and yelling. And
You see loving parents at friends'
house. Yeah,
they're
both good people, but together, I don't think they belong together. And I didn't think my dad ever wanted to have kids. I got the feeling he felt trapped. And some guys, you know, they have kids because, you know, you have kids. And then you realize, oh, God, now I'm not single anymore.
Your dad told you he was trapped because of you.
Well, in not so many words. We were always, whenever, it's your kids' fault. Oh, I'd have a good life one for you damn kids.
And he had three
I'd have
you.
A good life if it wasn't for you kids.
You ruined my life. I heard it so many times screamed in my face. God damn you, boy, you've ruined my entire life. God. You have ruined my life. I had a good life till you came along. Now get in your room. Frosty. Slam.
How'd your sister, Velma, and brother Shaggy feel about that? Whatever, you goddamn kids. And I got away with it, too.
Well, to this day, again, this is getting personal psychological. My brother's a homeless street bum who never mounted anything. I think he psychologically couldn't handle it. I was stronger than him.
You rose above it.
No, I think you're not stronger. I think you both just dealt with it in different ways. I think he sabotaged himself of ever having a family because he's a homeless bum. You sabotaged yourself for ever having a family because you just became a loner mole person.
Workaholic.
That's what I'm saying. You prevented yourself from ever having a family because you were afraid you'd have the same kind of family life at home. So you never went out with women. Mm.
Maybe that's why I don't like to be touched. Maybe there's an affection issue there. I don't know.
One woman who walked up to us at that pet adoption, and she was tall, thin, nice jugs, and... And you instantly, dude, you smelled a fart when she walked up. And she walked up right to you. She's like, so you still single? And I knew she was hitting on you. And you were like, look down at the ground and like not giving her the time of day. You wanted to ruin it before it ever began because you were afraid you'd have kids with her someday and you'd blame your kids.
There was a giant ant that was crawling. Did you see that ant down there by my foot? It was crawling over.
You sabotage every possible relationship.
You have a different interpretation than I do. Have you ever had someone come up to you and you can tell that there's a little flirtation going on?
Yes, of course.
But she's not your type. There's no chemistry there.
How do you know? She just walked up.
I only need 60 seconds.
Not even.
Yeah, you know.
Not
you
even
like 60 that.
Seconds?
And I don't want to waste people's time. Unlike some people, if it's not going to go anywhere, I want you to know that. I mean, I'll be polite. I was not polite and cordial.
No, you weren't. You were quite rude.
I gave her an autograph. I didn't charge her.
You wouldn't look at her, and basically you shunned her away. Where finally she's like, okay, then tell Heidi I said hello, because Heidi'd already left. Tell Heidi I said hi, and then she walked away. You know, and I knew she put on makeup. Maybe she didn't put on that She tried.
I looked at her a little bit.
Put her hair in a ponytail. Probably could have washed it.
Okay.
But she had nice jugs.
Do you remember that?
I remember her jugs, though.
And kind sorry, freckly, that woman, though. If you're freckly listening, you're a great person. You're just a great person for someone else. Remember that travel agent chick that we used to work in the same building with in Denver, Colorado years ago, Frank? What was her name? Nancy? Or...
Cynthia?
Yes, her. Cynthia, was it? You said?
No, she was the clothes I talked
to. No, the downstairs. We'd get out of the elevator, the radio station. We'd have to pass this travel agency.
Oh, yeah. She sat up my vacation to Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she
Joanne
had,
or something.
Something like that. Yeah. She was not middle-aged. She was a little, you know.
She's probably in her mid-30s right back then.
A little on the heavy side.
She was round.
Okay, a lot on the heavy side. But
no, she wasn't that fat, no.
But she, oh, come
Sweetheart,
on.
Sweetheart, she was.
Sweet as can be. And every time she'd see me exiting the elevator, she'd come around, hey, Frosty, when's your next vacation? I'll do all the planning for you. I'll book a really good trip. And so a couple times I was taking vacation. I'd go in there and sit, and she was all giggly, and everything I'd say, she'd laugh at. Like I could.
So you knew she was faking it.
She was. That didn't hurt. Dad, they're laughing at me.
See, but that could have been your soulmate.
But the thing is, I used her to get all these cool vacations and travel deals, and I think I broke her heart. I led her on. I learned my lesson from that. If I'm not into you, I want you to know that from the first minute so I don't waste your time.
Well,
did she ever say, you know, you can get a cheaper ticket if you get two?
She would say
travel companion. Winky.
Oh, she would companion drop those hints all the time.
This one has two queen size beds. This has one king. It vibrates.
She would always
I've always
like
wanted
that
to go to Ireland.
She would always say those things, and she'd work for hours. She'd come up with this big, huge stack of this in the days of printed papers and travel.
Once again, he's rude and sabotages it. This is a woman who is a travel agent. Frosty loves to travel. I mean, this seems like the perfect couple, right?
Right.
But she obviously likes to eat. You love to eat.
I mean,
Frank, I didn't want to travel with her. It's like I'd like to see Germany, but I want to run around with Hitler.
But he probably knows all the hot spots.
Oh.
I mean, he is a local. Here's the thing. There's a new dating app. that just sends you on dates without swiping or texting. You know, when on Tinder you swipe, you know, if you like somebody. Mm-hmm. On Bumble, same thing. You know, it's just the female where they're in charge, and you can like guys, and if they liked you, then you can contact them and chat with them.
Yep.
In this particular case, they're saying that there's almost too many options. That you're sabotaging your own relationships because you're thinking about what else is out there. If I go out with this guy, who am I? Let me keep swiping.
Keep chasing.
Because there's going to be that ultimate guy or girl at the end of this process.
Mm.
It's a condition researchers are calling a FOMO, which is fear of missing out.
Oh. FOMO.
There's so much going on. Kind of like if you're listening to the radio and there's a song, you're like, oh, I love this song. My kids have done this. Oh, this is a great song. Love this song. Flip. I'm like, you just said you love this song. Why are you flipping it? Because the fear of missing out, it's like, what's going on someplace else? If I can check in someplace else, let me see what they're doing. Let me see what they're doing. Let me see what they're playing.
Right.
See.
That's crazy.
And they just brrrr, up and down, which really, to tell you the truth, you're not missing anything else.
No.
It's all right here, folks. So just stop it.
Right. In
seriously.
This case.
Flip through, you'll realize that. Flip through right now, you realize you're not missing anything
else. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show.
But you
stop
are missing
flipping.
Something. You're not missing out.
No.
Side of the RV.
And if you listen to music, this is all one ramp up for a song we'll play eventually.
Eventually we'll get to it. Yeah, it says when you have a ton of options on an app like Tinder, it's harder to settle on one person because you can't stop wondering if all those other options were better. So there's a new dating app. It's called First that cuts out all the swiping, doesn't have a messaging option, and just immediately sends you out on dates with people.
What?
It's a just release called gofirst.co is the website. So you pick the type of date you want to go on, like drinks or movies. You decide who's paying.
Okay.
Or you can split it, and you post a specific time and place to meet up. Then other people can accept your date, and you get to choose who you meet up with.
So you do see photos then? You just see if someone's your type or not.
So you see your photo, and it's like, okay, these people want to go out with me, and they're willing to go out with me and meet me here. So you have to go meet the person and actually get to know somebody one on one, as opposed to just swiping through.
That's not a bad idea.
And just satisfying your own ego if someone actually did say they like you, but you're just flipping through it. So yeah, you have to go on a date. The guy who came up with it says he was sick of texting girls for a week before they actually got to meet up for a date in person. The app launched nationwide yesterday, and it's only on iPhone so far, but it's called gofirst.co. If you want to just to put it out there, go, I want to go to the movies tonight, and I'll buy. Who's interested? And then women will go, oh, I'll go see that movie with you, and you can pick which woman you want to go with.
If there's three that pop up, you're like, all right, I'm going to.
Those are the three. You don't keep swiping and looking for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 woman. You got three women who want to go out with you.
Three and only three.
Pick one.
So if you don't like those three, do you get three more? If so, it's like swiping.
It's like poker. I need three cards.
You only get three.
Yes.
Only three?
They're taking away the options because if you have too many options, there's the fear of missing out. So
okay. Here
are the three. You have door number 1, 2, and 3. Pick a door. You have to pick a door.
It's the same as going, I hate restaurants where you're like the Jerry's Deli menu. I mean, I love Jerry's Deli.
But
that, I'm like, I can't. I just
too many
want,
pages.
Give me a small
it's
menu.
Like, yeah.
These are their four apps, three entrees, and whatever. Because when you have too many options.
That's why I like a Habit Burger. Habit Burger just has a simple menu.
Boom, done.
Boom, boom. Char burger, single, double, boom.
Yeah, best tasting burger in America.
The problem with this three, and you're right, Jerry's, is there's too many choices.
It's too much.
Right.
And it's like, that's why
it's like the cereal aisle. Oh my God. I don't know.
Just give me three options.
But the problem with this is because this could be an important thing. It's a relationship, conceivably. How would you like to go house shopping and your agent only gives you three houses to see? No, I want to see more than three.
No, but those are the only two, three houses in your price range,
your criteria.
In your area that you're looking.
But sometimes the grass may be greener on the other side of the hill. Three doesn't seem enough. Give me 10. I like the idea of getting away from swipe. I hate that concept.
No, but you know what you do?
But three doesn't seem to be quite enough.
You ever just driven by the house with the real estate agent and you go, no, we're not going in.
Yep. Oh, yeah, immediately, you know.
The curb appeal is so bad. Yeah. And sometimes they'll take you to a really expensive house to see if they can get you to up your price of how much you're willing to spend. Because like, oh, this is so nice, but here's what you can afford. Really, what you can afford is the max girl you could get. So these are the three options that you can afford. That is, these three girls say that they've looked at your picture and are willing to go to the movies with you. Pick one.
I don't know.
Sabotage yourself.
It's such an intangible, though. Getting back to real estate agent. You show me a house. Are you kidding me? What makes you think, of all the talks we've had and all the parameters I've given you, you drive in to see this piece of crap or this thing that I hate? See, you can't put yourself in my brain and know my attraction and repulsion that well.
It's different because I think with the real estate agent, it's more manipulation of you. Let me take you to this house I know you're going to hate. That way the next one I want to sell you and upsell you, you're going to more likely love or like because you're comparing it to that trash heap that I took you to the first time. I'm manipulating you in this way. These women are choosing you. And these are the only women that are choosing you.
I like the concept.
And are willing to go out with you right now.
If this were a negotiation, I'd say I buy the concept, but I want 5 or 10, not 3.
But I know your personality. I think, Frosty, we're in the house analogy.
But you can't get 5. See, only 3 chose it.
But because you would look at, you said you want 10, you'd look at the first one, then you'd look at all 10, and you know you'd go back to the first one you saw. And you're like, I looked at all 10, and I'm still going back to the original one.
Probably.
So it's like you don't need to go.
Well, the problem with swiping, though, is there's an infinite number, and you never, as this Frank's point, you never leave. You're passing some great catches. You only give them half a second, assuming that there's 5,000 more.
What's next?
And that poisons your brain.
I think Tinder only works for people who are in relationships. If you're going to keep swiping and never hook up with anybody, because it's just an ego boost to say, wow, look at this chick. She's 10 years younger than me. And she thinks I'm hot. Look at that, honey. So I think we sat on the couch and we showed each other all these people we could be with if we didn't have each other. It might lead us to go upstairs and have sex with each other because we seem like we're wanted individuals as opposed to, I can't stand you. I can't stand you. But there's other people who want us. See? Let's go upstairs and have sex.
Okay, maybe. So it's good for a relationship, is it?
I think it might be. If you were open enough to sit on the couch with your mate this weekend and swipe through Tinder, get Tinder accounts.
That's going to be a tough sell. I mean,
that's what the guy's saying. Nobody's, he's texting women for a week and they finally contact him. So really, is anybody really hooking up on Tinder? I mean, maybe the very...
Or is it just talking?
The young? But yeah, our age... Come on. I think this is more of an ego boost. Let's keep swiping through this infinite library of women and men. Look at all these people that I could have. Doesn't that feel good to you? You don't have to go do it. It feels good.
I saw a buddy of mine swiping through Tinder. This is when I first found out what Tinder was like 2-3 years ago.
Right.
I had never heard of it. He goes, oh, check this out. And he said, I was just, before he came in the bar here, he was swiping. And the speed this dude was swiping, seriously, is like... A third of a second each.
He didn't even have time to look at her.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. And I found that kind of repulsive because I thought some of those women may be great human beings. Not all of us take a great photo. You know what I'm saying?
But why would you post a crappy photo?
I'm just saying that maybe you can't. Beauty is the skin deep is cliche there. Just because you may not be the most attractive of the 6,000 chicks.
But you're an awesome person.
But you're a great person. Yeah. You don't pick that up in half a second. You really don't. Come on, stop and give them a couple seconds. You know, probe a little deeper. It just seemed like very shallow to me. Feel like an empty box with glitter
on
the outside.
One, big nose, bad skin, bad chin, bad hair, bad eyes, ooh, ugly teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just a... Bah, bah,
bah, and here they look like Quasimodo. The mask had a baby.
She's going to be on there a while.
What's wrong with sending an average to below average photo? Then if you get swiped, then it's a pleasant surprise when you show up. See, you're not in for me just for my beauty. I've got beauty.
There's no one going to do that.
Because Frosty, back into your house comparison, back to your house comparison, if you're on realtor.com, you do see some crappy pictures of houses. Like, you're like, God, it's supposed to be the house on its best day. And some people will post that, but you're like, you're trying to sell your house. These are horrible pictures.
You wouldn't go see that house,
you know?
I saw a house online yesterday. Somebody sitting next to me at the bar going, you know, looking for homes. And the picture they had, they had like 4 pictures or 6 pictures. And it was every other picture was the same. But they only used 2 pictures. So it was the front door with 1 chair outside. The front door with 2 chairs outside.
Oh, my God.
Not good.
Next picture was the same picture from the number 1. Front door with 1 chair. I kept going back and forth.
Good
all
luck
6
selling.
Pictures.
Good luck.
You didn't even take me inside. I just saw the front door with 1 chair, 2 chairs.
And by suspicious. The way, when you're selling a house and you're showing, you don't need to show all parts of the house. Like, people will take pictures of the toilet. And you're like, okay, I'm assuming the house has a toilet. I don't need to see the toilet.
Well, it's the bathroom.
Yeah, but there's no surroundings. I mean, I got it. I figured it's got a bathroom. It's like just a picture of the toilet, you know, like
if it's a spectacular bathroom that's beautiful with tile and a walk-in shower, okay, then. But
yes,
otherwise,
yes, the long shot, just but it's just
make it a game. Just take a picture of one tile and say, is this a bathroom or the kitchen?
Interactive house shopping.
Swipe left for kitchen, swipe right for bathroom. If we know the house that well already, we might as well get it.
Yeah, who looks and goes, oh, look, honey, he has a toilet.
Right.
Oh, look, honey, there's a kitchen.
That's what realtors go, and here's the kitchen. Well, thanks for that hot tip. We're standing in it. I believe I'm going to understand what room it is.
Yeah, why do they have to announce the room as they walk you into it?
Here you go.
And
here's the bedroom.
The bed. Yes. I know. I'm in it.
I got it. It's not my first time at home. I'm not from another planet.
Here's the stairs. Really? I wonder what those things were.
Why'd you even hire a real estate agent then if you don't want them to present the house to you?
I actually found my house on my own because my real estate agent turned out to be crap. Oh, I'm sorry. It's your ex-wife.
Oh, really? She was crap?
No, she was good.
I don't know. Hell.
She was good, but she didn't understand what I was looking for. And only I know what I'm looking for.
She kept showing him Cape Cod's, women. And he's like, I'm more of a modern,
early American, right.
Frank Lloyd Wright type of, you know.
So it's like back to the dating thing. You know, real estate agent can get in your head and know exactly the house you're looking for. No dating app can know exactly what you're into and what you're
not
into.
She kept showing him log cabins because she thought you were a log cabin Republican. Because you are a Republican, right?
And it's hard in Los Angeles to find a log cabin. It's not an easy thing for a realtor.
You know the house she showed me that she thought I was going to jump at? It was a house the monkeys used to own. Did I tell you? Remember the monkey house?
Yeah.
Oh.
The monkeys lived there.
Well, so she, okay,
had
so
a little recording studio decorated in sparkly 1960s crap.
That's totally you.
Right.
I know, I should have got that one.
This wasn't that bad after all. Since we were talking about divorce, there are 6 states where you can sue someone if they have an affair with your spouse that leads to divorce.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you'd have to, now you have to go on an investigation.
California's
to prove
not
it.
One of them.
Yeah.
Of course it couldn't be.
You have to go on an investigation to prove it, right?
Sue them for what, do I want? What's the charge? Other than you broke my heart and you cheated on our marriage.
Yeah, what if they have no money?
Against the
damages,
wall.
I guess. Damages, emotional damage and things like that. If you have kids and they're damaged, and so you're suing because this person was a home wrecker, you wrecked the house. So you're responsible for all this damage you caused to the relationship and the family unit.
I don't agree with that at all because you can't prove that the person even knew you were married.
So?
You got to be mad at the person you made vows with, not the person they're banging. I've never understood that. I'm like, no, I made vows with you. I don't know her.
Yeah, but if you don't know me, if you're sleeping with me and you don't know that I'm married, then why are you sleeping with me?
We're dating.
You don't know me that well.
We're dating. You don't wear a ring. I don't know. You're telling
me
you're not.
You couldn't figure it out?
How would I know you're married? You have no.
I'm miserable?
Oh, well. Damn it, there is
oh,
that.
Yeah, can't you see it on my face? My tear tracks? Well, the states are where you can sue somebody. I'll tell you the states where you can sue somebody if they have an affair with your spouse and leads to divorce after traffic in a quick 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report brought to you by...